And then the committee says to them, go back and do more studies. And they do. And then impossibly, the most powerful evidence that they didn't have a conception of the biological product in both provisional patent applications, there are only method claims. Now, this puts, I believe, the case squarely in line with Invitrogen, where the scientist had a method to create a biological product, but didn't know that the biological product had the claimed feature. Now here, there's no question they isolated collections of fat cells. And it turns out that those fat cells had a stem cell in it. But those provisional patent applications, I think, closed the door on they did not have the requisite degree of certainty, even in their own minds as of that point, because they limited the applications to method claims and stated in both applications that they were uncertain as to whether or not there was a stem cell. And then in the second provisional, they say exactly what I started my argument of, Your Honors. They say, look, there were collections of cells. And
as a matter of policy, Mr. Alcock, when you have a complex process that's going to require a whole lab full of graduate students to help you really reach the final result, do we want to give co-inventorship to all of those graduate students?
Well, no, but that's not the situation here at all, Your Honor. I mean, here we have a circumstance where there was a lack of requisite knowledge. That requisite knowledge was only achieved in the beginning part of 2000 when, through tests, it was determined that the collection of cells, in fact, had a single stem cell. And that is what provided the missing piece of the puzzle. And it all flows very logically that then the patent application was filed shortly after that, that had, for the first time, composition claims. Thank you, Your Honors.